Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, July 22nd. According to a press release from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the swim beach at Schweitzer Lake State Park is closed temporarily because testing shows unsafe levels of E. coli bacteria. The beach was closed July 18th, and park staff is testing the water daily. The beach will open when the bacteria drops to a safe level. The level will drop naturally. There is nothing that can be done to influence a decline. The lake remains open to other water activities such as boating, water skiing, paddle boarding, and fishing. Only the area at the swim beach is closed. Schweitzer Lake, located just south of the town of Delta, is filled with agricultural irrigation runoff water. An increase in E. coli levels can result from urban and agricultural runoff, and from concentrations of wildlife, primarily waterfowl. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment mandates testing of water at public beaches. For more information regarding Colorado Natural Swim Area monitoring, please visit the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's webpage. And from that website, swim beaches in Colorado are required to report water quality data to use on a regular basis during the swimming season to ensure public health and safety. Water quality samples are analyzed for fecal matter, or E. coli. If a laboratory result shows an E. coli concentration above 235 organisms per 100 milliliters, the beach must be closed. Some of the causes of elevated E. coli concentrations may result from fecal waste from swimmers, pets, or wildlife, improperly disposed dirty diapers, excessive runoff from rain or flood, runoff from urban, suburban, or rural areas, and malfunctioning septic systems. Besides the Schweitzer Lake State Park Swim Beach, Cherry Creek Reservoir Swim Beach has also been closed. Conservatives in Colorado are ramping up efforts to recall some of the state's top Democrats, and their biggest target is Governor Jared Polis. KVNF's Scott Franz went to the Western Conservative Summit in Denver recently to talk to Republicans about the recalls and what it's like to live in a state that's turning more blue.
Just 4 days after conservatives launched the effort to remove him from office, Polis made a surprise appearance in one of the last places you'd expect to find him.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm Western Conservative Summit welcome to our friend Governor Jared Polis.
After he takes the stage, Polis tries to warm up the crowd with a joke.
When the invitation first came in, my staff thought it was from the Western Conservation Summit.
Many in the crowd are wearing red Make America Great Again hats. After a few more jokes, Polis tries to extend an olive branch to the crowd of hundreds.
And we can, and we do work together. I was proud that this last legislative session here in Colorado, 96% of the bills that I signed were passed with bipartisan support.
Polis also talked about his desire to build a Colorado for all. His speech could be seen as a sort of rebuttal to the recall effort. As he wraps up, he gets a warm round of applause. Anne Howe, a conservative from El Paso County, is in the audience.
I'm glad he came. He is our governor. It's also nice and refreshing to have the other side actually accept an invitation.
But Howe isn't here to back Polis. She's actually trying to oust him from office.
I'm circulating the recall Polis petition.
A few hours after Polis' speech, she's sitting at a booth in front of a giant banner that says Recall Polis as hundreds of conservatives mingle in a ballroom. And she has a list of grievances against the governor and the Democratic Party.
One instance is oil and gas. It was resoundingly voted down, and yet they passed things, even though the voters made their wishes known.
But to get the recall on the ballot, Howe and other volunteers face a daunting task. They must gather more than 631,000 signatures from voters, and they only have 60 days to do it. But Howe thinks it can be done.
I like to tell people we're celebrating the anniversary of the Apollo missions going up, and people said that couldn't be done. When you involve the human spirit, there are things that seem impossible to do, but we can overcome that and we can get it done. We proved that 50 years ago, and I think we can do it again.
We've landed on the moon more times than governors have been recalled, though. It's happened just twice in the history of the country. Not far from the recall booth, I meet Patricia Arcuri, a conservative from Aurora. She's wearing a red hat that says Trump Girl on it. She isn't a fan of Polis, but disagrees with the recall.
He's already there. He's already done his thing. To recall him is probably going to stir up a hornet's nest of people who don't normally vote because they're going to be mad. Just forget it. It's done. Let's just go to the next election and get them all out.
But Steve Lloyd sees a benefit.
One thing it would do is it'd bring attention that, hey, not everybody's happy with what you're doing. And people think you're infringing on their freedoms and independence.
Lloyd grew up here. Once solidly red, he sees it becoming more and more blue. He blames more arrivals from more liberal states.
They bring their politics with them. Why do they vote the same way then? You know, and it's turning into those places, New York and California. That's where we're headed, and I don't think that's good.
But Lloyd is hoping conservatives will regain some of their power. He thinks Polis and the legislature have pushed things a little too far, causing more voters to support Republicans in the next election. Meanwhile, other conservatives don't want to wait, so they're expanding their recall efforts. Hours after I left the summit, conservatives announced they would try to remove two more Democratic state lawmakers. And in the fall, we'll know whether the strategy is gaining any traction. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And finally today, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser and Republican Representative Matt Soper will hold a town hall tonight in Grand Junction. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Weiser met with Mesa County officials at a Grand Junction Economic Partnership Roundtable discussion last week. Weiser said that the Attorney General's role outside of Denver and protecting Colorado water are among the main points of focus for his office. The Colorado Attorney General leads an office of 500 people out of Denver, but Weiser said he's committed to having a greater presence in Grand Junction and would be open to hiring representation in the community. As far as water rights are concerned, Weiser said he doesn't want to see Coloradans fighting with each other, nor does he want to see Colorado fighting with other states for the precious resource. Weiser and State Representative Soper will be hosting a town hall at the Colorado Mesa University Center Monday night, that's tonight, beginning at 5:30 p.m. The event will be in CMU's University Center, room 213, and parking will be provided in the parking garage off of 12th Street. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, July 22nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.